Some movies tell personal stories. Others cast light on social issues. On occasion, a film can do both. Critic Bob Mondello says that's the case with a new French drama called Eastern Boys.
Seen from street level, the young Eastern European men cruising a Paris train station would doubtless look like individuals, but the film shoots from above, and it's clear they're working in tandem, looking out for each other, stealing, soliciting. They're also being observed by the police and by a middle-aged businessman who pays special attention to one lanky, handsome lad whose eyes are almost always downcast. When approaching cops make the gang scatter, the businessman follows this young man into a shopping mall and shyly asks his name.
Comment tu t'appelles?
I don't speak French, I'm sorry.
What is your name?
Marek.
Marek.
And you?
Daniel.
What do you want?
This is a formality. They both know Daniel wants sex and that Marek is available.
I do everything. Can we go at your home?
No, I don't know.
Why not at your home? Tomorrow?
Yes, maybe.
Can I have your address?
Looking into the young man's eyes, Danielle's hesitation crumbles, and he writes it down.
You don't ask me how much?
Yes. How much?
€50.
Okay.
And now the deal is done. A risky deal, certainly. Just how risky, Danielle discovers the next day when, instead of Marek, the whole gang shows up, prepared to party hard, helping themselves to Danielle's liquor, his possessions, wrecking and stripping his apartment, and leaving their reluctant host no option but to go along. Several days later, an apparently contrite Marek shows up, wondering if he can still earn his €50, and when, despite all that's happened, he's allowed in by Danielle, the real story begins. A story that is not about predatory immigrants or prostitution, and that takes you to far more intriguing places than the film's home invasion start suggests it will. Writer-director Robin Campillo is a Moroccan-born Frenchman, which means he has an insider's knowledge of France's attitudes about foreigners. In Eastern Boys, he uses that knowledge to get the audience to jump to conclusions that he can then subvert, both about the gang and about the relationship that evolves between Danielle and Marek. Then he crashes all of it together in a conclusion with whiplash pivots between tensions intimate and tensions societal, in the process making Eastern Boys both surprisingly resonant and a real thrill ride. I'm Bob Mondello.